Conversations of Karbala. As part of our ongoing development of more meaningful observations of Muharram, Mahfal Ali have organized an integrated and dramatic delivery of the Maqtal and Ma'tam. We hope that the delivery of the most poignant aspects of Imam Hussein's journey through a series of conversations will help our audience better relate to and encourage further creative expressions of this pivotal episode in our history. Great effort has been made to keep true to authentic sources, such as Kitab al-Irshad, as well as tapping into different practices across the Shi'i world. A lot of time has been put into rehearsals to ensure the delivery lives up to the message portrayed. So we do hope it enhances your Muharram experience this year, and we are always open to suggestions and comments that help us on our collective journey towards fulfilling our duties towards Allah. Please note that Imam Hussein's army will be wearing green bands and Yazid's army will be wearing red bands. Today's poetry is written and performed by Tahir Adil, and the matam will be by the Tijani brothers.
I am the bitter story dying to be told. I am the symphony playing to your yearning heart, calling it home. Come out of your corpses and bleed with me once more. Look away from the cracked mirror of your world. Settle your eyes on the images transcending time. No need to rehearse your tears, for they'll find their way through the 10 nights and days. As they'll travel through the path of my 10 nights and days, I express myself through the sadness of the voices. I plant myself in poetry, sowing my seeds with every verse. My ink is the screams of those angels orbiting earth, infecting paper like venom's deathly whisper in the veins, hunting words and placing them on the throne of surrendered hearts. Crowning peasants and toppling tyrants all in one breath, I am the hieroglyphs in the minds of revolutionaries. When they stand outnumbered, his memory gives them strength. I am the question of the riddle asked by the spears. I am his answers hidden beneath his eye-filled tears. I am the room divided by days accepting his guests. For Fatima, I am the house of sorrow built. I am the seasons that flowers wilt and bend in his love eternally. I am the yearly water that would quench his thirst, tearing the barriers of the metaphysical and physical earth. What is philosophy when a tear is worth more than an ocean in another realm? What is love that it finds itself manifested in tears? I am the envy of the days as I carry his memory in my arms, just as the moon found himself. Lucky that day under the mazes of nightfall, lost in the land of Karbala, torn between reflecting the sun or the son of Ali. For what surface is as bright as the surface of his heart? For what surface is as bright as the surface of his heart? And what day can transcend the years like him, like his? I am Ashura, salawat.
Last will and testament of Muawiyah. Muawiyah, having ruled the Islamic world for 19 years, succumbed to a terminal illness. Nearing death, he summoned his son Yazid and said to him,
"My son, I have paved the way for your succession. I have humbled our enemies and subjugated the Arabs, and I have ensured that they will favor your succession. But I am concerned about four individuals from Quraysh who might challenge you in this matter: Hussein ibn Ali, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Zubair, and Rahman ibn Abi Bakr." Abdullah ibn Umar is preoccupied with acts of worship. He will pledge allegiance to you in the absence of other influences. Ibn Abi Bakr will listen to his companions. He has no ambition beyond the pursuit of women and pleasure. But as for Ibn Zubair, he will lie in wait for you and lie in ambush like a lion and dupe you like a fox. He will pounce on you when the opportunity arises. When it does, overcome him and tear him to pieces. As for Hussein ibn Ali, the people of Iraq will continue calling him to join them. If he does challenge you, overcome him, but forgive him. For he has a close relationship to the Prophet and a greater claim of leadership. Heed my advice, my son, and all will be well.
Yazid's letter to Walid. 60 years after the Hijra, Muawiyah died. Yazid, Muawiyah's son, took power. Mindful of his father's advice, Yazid's primary concern was to secure the oath of allegiance from those individuals who had refused to accept Muawiyah's demand that they accept Yazid as his heir. Yazid was eager to put an end to their opposition. So he wrote to the governor of Medina, Walid ibn Utbah, to address the matter.
I come with a message. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, from Yazid, commander of the faithful, to Walid bin Utbah. Muawiyah was one of the servants of Allah, who Allah had blessed, honored, and endowed with power and ability. He lived for a decreed term and died at the appointed time. May Allah have mercy on him, for he lived a praiseworthy life and died a man of taqwa. Peace be with you. Yazid also sent this letter, but it's for your eyes only.
What is this? Summon Hussein, Abdullah bin Omar, Abdullah bin Zubair, to give the oath of allegiance, act with force. Give them no choice in pledging the oath of allegiance. Peace be with you. Marwan, come read this. Muawiyah has died. Yazid has asked me to summon Hussein and Ibn Zubair to ask them for the Pledge of Allegiance. What should we do?
This is a difficult situation. I think you should get a messenger to summon them and ask them to pledge allegiance to you. If they do so, let them go.
But what if they decline?
If they decline, seize them and execute them before they hear of the news of the death of Muawiyah. For once they hear they hear that he's died, each of them will pounce from a different direction and they'll get the people. They'll gather the people.
So you're telling me to kill the grandson of the Prophet?
Hopefully they'll accept and it won't come to that.
Walid sent a messenger to Imam Hussein, summoning him.
Assalamu alaikum, Hussein.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yazid has informed me, Muawiyah, the commander of the faithful, has passed away.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Yazid has commanded me to obtain your pledge of allegiance.
Now?
Yes, immediately.
This oath of allegiance which you ask of me, it's not appropriate for a man of my stature to do so in private. And furthermore, it's not sufficient for you unless we did it in a public forum.
Yes, this is true.
So announce it to the people and obtain their oath of allegiance. And when you've done that, summon us so it'll be a single affair.
Go then, in the name of Allah, and return when we have assembled the people.
By Allah, if he lives here without giving his pledge of allegiance, we'll not get a chance like this again. Seize him and do not let him leave before he's given his allegiance.
You wish to kill me? By Allah, you are both a liar and a sinner.
But
stop there.
You disobeyed me.
Imam Hussein left the governor's house and returned home with his followers.
You disobeyed and opposed me in this matter.
You had chosen for me something that destroys my religion. By Allah, I would not accept all the worldly wealth and domination if it involves shedding the blood of Hussein. Glory be to Allah. Should I kill Hussein merely because he said, I will not pledge allegiance? By Allah, I think that the person held responsible on the Day of Judgment for shedding Hussein's blood will weigh little on the scales of Allah.
If this is your stance, then the repercussions are also yours. Remember what Yazid wrote to you.
Give him a day's grace. Tomorrow, come what may, we will obtain his allegiance.
Let's see.
The Imam's meeting with Walid took place on the night of Saturday, the 27th of Rajab. The Imam spent that night at his house in Medina. The next evening, Walid sent a group of men to bring the Imam to him to pledge allegiance to Yazid. The Imam asked Walid's representatives to give him until the next morning to consider the matter carefully. When Walid heard the Imam's request, he granted it. On that very night, the night of Sunday, 28th Rajab, the Imam left for Mecca. He was accompanied by most of his family, including his sons, nephews, and all his brothers except Muhammad ibn Hanafiyyah. When Muhammad ibn Hanafiyyah heard that Hussein was planning a trip with his family and companions, he came to the Imam and said,
My brother Hussein, you are the dearest and most precious to me. There is no one more entitled than you to receive my advice. Avoid pledging allegiance to Yazid, son of Muawiyah. Then send your messenger to the people and invite them to support you. If they pledge allegiance to you, I praise Allah for that. But if they unite under a different person, this will not weaken your religion or claim. Neither will your stature and dignity be affected. I fear that you will meet with people who will disagree amongst themselves about you. Some of them will support you, and some of them will oppose you. They will battle each other, and you will be their first target. Consequently, the blood of the best person in this community, a role model for all fathers and mothers, will be spilled wastefully, and his family will be humiliated.
But I'm determined to move from here.
In that case, go and stay in Mecca. As a place of security for you, it will protect you. However, if it becomes dangerous for you, you can head off to the surrounding desert and mountain peaks. You can shift from one place to another until you see where the people stand and understand their views. You will be most accurate in judgment if you confront the matter head on. The opposite will occur if you turn your back on it.
You have given me sound advice and shown your concern. Hopefully, your judgment is both accurate and appropriate.
Imam Hussein and his family set out to Mecca and arrived on the 3rd of Sha'ban, 60 years after the Hijra. Letters from the people of Kufa. When the people of Kufa received word of Muawiyah's death, the news spread. They also came to know the refusal of Imam Hussein and Ibn Zubayr to pledge allegiance to Yazid, and that Imam Hussein intended to travel to Mecca. The Shia had gathered in the house of Sulaiman bin Surad Khuzai, where he addressed the people.
Muawiyah is dead. Hussein has withheld his pledge of allegiance. Instead, he has gone to Mecca. You are his Shia, in the Shia of his father Ali. If you are confident that you can support him and battle his enemies, then write to him so that he knows. If you are fearful, however, if you are fearful that you do not have the strength to support him, then do not deceive him. Do not deceive him in anything, otherwise he will lose his life.
No, indeed we will fight against his enemy.
Then we are ready to sacrifice our lives for him. Then write to him.
I have a message from Sulaiman. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, to Hussein bin Ali from Sulaiman bin Surad and his Shia from the believers and Muslims in Kufa, peace be with you. We have no leader. Come to Kufa and through you, God shall unite us with the truth. We neither gather with Nu'man bin Bashir for Friday prayers nor for the Eid prayers. Once we hear that you have accepted our invitation, we will chase him away to Syria, inshallah. Peace and mercy of Allah be with you.
Imam Hussein received about 150 letters in the following days, each letter being written by one person or a group of two or four persons. After two more days, another letter was dispatched with the following contents.
Another letter to Hussein bin Ali from his Shia among the believers and Muslims. Please make haste. Please make haste, for the people are waiting for you. They are prepared to accept no one else but you. Come to us with speed. And another. The dates have grown green, and the fruit has ripened, and the waters have overflown. Come to an army that is ready and well prepared. Peace be with you.
That was the third sack of letters from Kufa.
Can we trust the people of Kufa? Can you not remember what they did to your father?
But how can I ignore them? I am their imam. The people have called their imam, and so I must respond. Write the following letter. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. From Hussein ibn Ali to the leaders of the believers and the Muslims. Hani and Saeed have brought me your letters, and they are the last two messengers who came to see me on your behalf. I have understood everything and you have described and mentioned. The majority of the letters state, we have no leader over us. So come to us so that God may unite us through you on the path of guidance and truth. I am sending you my brother and cousin, Muslim ibn Aqil, and who is my family's trusted representative. I have instructed him to write to me about your situation, circumstances, and opinions. If he writes back to me saying that your leaders, men of distinction and merit, are united in the manner which your messengers have described, and as it appears in your letters, then I'll come to you quickly, God willing. By my life, what is the function of the imam, except to act according to the Quran, uphold justice, profess the truth, and dedicate himself to Allah. Peace be with you.
الحسين قتل يرقد على السهم وحبيبي ولدي
سلم نبي يا حسين بن علي تيري صدق يسلمني زندگي رؤيتي
سلم نبي يا حسين بن علي تيري صدق يسلمني زندگي رؤيتي
تيري اصغر کا گلا اکبر کا جگر بھائی عباس کے غم میں تیری ٹوٹی کمر اور پامال بدن رن میں قاسم کا ہوا ایک دن میں ہی لٹا کربلا میں تیرا گھر
تو بھی ہو کل بنی تسجدو تجبی تشکرو خالق کا یا الہ الازلی
سے
طرف حملہ ہوا مشک پانی بچھ دی آنکھ میں تیر لگا اور بے بست ہوا دونوں بازو کو کھٹا کے گرا اس پہ جری
الوفا يصرخ بل والسماء سقط عباس جري من حصان خشبي
حسين بن نبي يا حسين بن علي تير صدق سنه زندگي تو يهي حسين بن نبي يا حسين بن علي تير صدق سنه زندگي تو يهي
هاي بشير تيرا قتل ہوا پیاس کے بدلے جسے ظلم کا تیر ملا القمہ روتی رہی لرز کربل کی زمین تم نے جب اس کا لہو اپنے چہرے پہ ملا
وبکا نحر الفرا راحت من جسم حیا عند وصل السحمی على حلقوم الزکی
يا حسين ابن علي تیرے صدقے سے ملی زندگی تو یہی حسین ابن نبی یا حسین ابن علی تیرے صدقے سے ملی زندگی تو یہی
عصر عاشور کا وقت کیسے ہم بھول سکے آئی آواز عذاب گورے سے گرے خیمے کے در پہ تیری تیرا پاک گلا شمر کے دیغ تلے
کیف انا ربک ينظرک ثم اللہ یقول ارجعی الى ربک
حسین بن نبی یا حسین بن علی تیرے صدقے سے ملی زندگی تو یہی حسین بن نبی یا حسین بن علی
آگ سے خیمے جلے سر سے چادر بچھنی دشت میں تنہا سکینہ تیری روتی رہی توق میں باندھا گیا تیرے عابد کا گلا تیری مظلوم بہن بیردا شام چلی
اشعر کل الخیام فیہا بنا علما اذهبوا احلى النبي الى قصر الاموي
حسين بن نبي يا حسين بن علي تیرے صدقے سے ملی